This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. A controversial former professor who created a national uproar with comments about 9/11 has died. Ward Churchill was born in Urbana and later graduated from UIS when it was known as Sangamon State University. Churchill was a critic of American foreign policy. He was teaching at the University of Colorado when he was fired after an essay he wrote gained attention in 2005. In it, he said the U.S. provoked the terror attacks and compared some of the victims to a notorious Nazi leader. The school began investigating allegations that Churchill had engaged in research misconduct, and after he was terminated, Churchill filed a lawsuit against the school and won, but his attempt to recover financially failed. Ward Churchill was 78 years old. A friend says he died of complications from a stroke. If you travel the Illinois tollways in the Chicago area, the cost could be going up. The Illinois Tollway Board is set to vote today on a plan to hike passenger tolls. It's being called the biggest increase in state history. The potential increase of about 45 cents for most drivers and 30% more for commercial vehicles would largely go toward infrastructure. The cost would continue to go up every 2 years, automatically based on inflation. It has become an issue in the governor's race. The Republican Darren Bailey says he wants to do away with tolls and says the state needs to change priorities. His Democratic opponent, Governor J.B. Pritzker, says Bailey is unrealistic. 2026 has proven to be one of Illinois' busiest years on record when it comes to severe weather. Ben Singson has more on that story.
State climatologist Trent Ford says 2026 has been an especially busy year for severe weather. In addition to over 200 tornadoes touching down in the state, Illinois' five National Weather Service bureaus have issued more than 1,300 thunderstorm and tornado warnings as of August. Ford says the entire Midwest has been stricken with heat and humidity over the past 8 months. However,
Illinois' year is record-breaking because that's where a lot of the those ingredients have been mixing really effectively to make for some really intense thunderstorms.
Ford says some of that intensity is due to climate change, but he could not say it was the definitive cause. He recommends anyone anxious about the weather channel some of that energy into preparing for it. I'm Ben Singson.
The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign confirmed it has received a letter from the Department of Defense that it's being targeted for a research security audit. 30 universities across the country have received the same notification. The government says the audit is designed to, quote, protect American taxpayer-funded research investments from unauthorized technology transfer, intellectual property theft, and adversarial exploitation. A U of I spokesperson says the school will comply. The department has set a deadline for universities to report findings by the end of the month to maintain eligibility for future federal research funding. An incident on the grandstand stage at the Illinois State Fair has received some national attention. It happened during the band Matchbox 20's performance on Sunday night. Lead singer Rob Thomas nearly took out his bandmate and guitarist Paul Doucette with a microphone stand. Thomas was swinging the stand during a song when it struck Doucette, who was behind him. Doucette was struck in the head and had to leave the stage for a few moments. Thomas later said he was unaware of what had occurred. The band kept playing. Thomas has expressed regret and apologized to his friend, who says he wasn't seriously hurt. Doucette rejoined the band on stage, and the show went on. Well, we still have some rain showers across the area this morning. We're still expecting that to linger for a while today. Rain chances could also be in the forecast for tonight, with a high today of 82 degrees. Right now it's 70. This is NPR Illinois.